this guy right here. He's always ready. He checks in with us every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday from our sister station, Praise 107.9. We have Solomon Jones here. What's up, Solomon?
Yo, what up, Q? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, we doing good, man. What's up with you?
I'm doing good, man.
Uh-oh.
Think about LeBron.
Uh-oh.
Because this month, amid the excitement surrounding the release of Black Panther, Cleveland star LeBron James and Golden State Warriors star Kevin Durant granted an interview to ESPN. Speaking to reporter Kerry Champion, LeBron said boldly of his distaste for President Donald Trump, the number one job in America is someone who doesn't understand the people and really don't give up. Well, you get the point. It's like laughable, LeBron said. It's laughable and it's scary. Scarier, perhaps, was the reaction to James's words. It was a reaction that embodied the same kind of racist backlash that society routinely heaps on successful black athletes. Shut up and dribble. That's what Fox News host Laura Ingraham said of James and Durant, two men who reached the height of their craft by outworking the competition with multiple NBA championships between them. They've earned hundreds of millions of dollars and respect of legions of fans. But to Ingraham and others like him, James and Durant are unworthy of speaking on political issues. And while Ingraham denies it, I believe race is at the center of her decision to attack those men. Why? Because Ingraham never cautioned New England Patriots quarterback and Trump supporter Tom Brady to shut up and throw. She never told Trump-supporting golfer John Daly to shut up and putt. But in her world, black athletes are political targets and undeserving of respect. Trump himself attacked black NFL players who knelt during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. In calling those players sons of bitches that should be fired, Trump not only ignored their First Amendment right to free speech, he delivered the message that black athletes, no matter how rich, no matter how prominent, should be silent in the face of injustice. Temple professor Michael Cord says that pattern has repeated throughout American history. From Jack Johnson and Muhammad Ali, to Tommy Smith and John Carlos, to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Colin Kaepernick, America has consistently told black athletes to entertain, not educate, despite the racist discrimination that smothers them and their community. But unlike Charles Barkley in the 90s, LeBron said he is a role model to kids that feel they have no way out. LeBron, who famously wore an I Can't Breathe t-shirt after Eric Garner was choked to death by a police officer, has spoken in ways that go well beyond rhetoric. His foundation earmarked, get this, $41 million in scholarships to give full rides at the University of Akron to public school students. It also helped the parents of those students to earn GEDs. And because LeBron has decided to speak out in that way, he's become a real-life example of one of the most prophetic lines from the film Black Panther. In times of trouble, the wise build bridges, while the foolish build barriers. If Laura Ingraham would do half as much as LeBron, maybe all of us could finally move forward together.
Solomon Jones from our sister station. Please check him out, 10 a.m. right here on War on our sister station, Praise 107.9. Follow him on Instagram, Twitter, Solomon Jones 1. You know, Solomon, do you think Laura, you know, she did this to just kind of be like the next Bill O'Reilly, to be like, you know, this was a moment for her. She knew it was the NBA All-Star Weekend. She knew that the world of sports and beyond were focusing on, you know, focusing on basketball. And this was her time to, you know, kind of like shine, become a viral star.
It was a shrewd move.
Yeah.
It was a shrewd move because she was able to, in the age of social media, jump on to something that was already trending, somebody who was already popular, somebody who was already known. A lot of people wouldn't even know who she was if she had not done this.
Exactly.
And so she took a calculated risk.
Yep.
And I think it paid off for her in her audience. But outside of her audience, I think that it made her look bad.
Totally. Totally. Solomon Jones, thank you for checking in. We'll check back in with you on Friday.
No doubt.
Keep it locked right here. It's the Quincy Harris Morning Show with K-Fox.